I have two children.
Yes.
I'm concerned about the effect of all this technology and the computers and what seems to be, again, you know, after hearing what you had to say,
yes,
listening to myself is like, I feel kind of silly.
That's all right.
Because I realize the limitations of the words and the way that I'm describing
everything. It's really just all about what kind of relationship you teach your children to have with these things. It's not about the things themselves.
Well, I have one child that picks programs that I perceive. Again, I know I'm not supposed to do this.
Supposed to.
I did.
You can recognize something that might be actually energetically detrimental without judgment value.
Okay. That I perceived, and may I request that this not be moved while I'm talking, please? Okay. I would really appreciate it. Please just leave it like it is. I'll hold it, okay? Thank you. Because having a flying object in front of me while I'm trying to concentrate is a little distracting.
Right. You were talking about your relationship with technology, after all.
Yes, you're absolutely perfect.
Thank you. Synchronicity, you see?
Perfect. Thank you for being my messenger.
Yes?
I'll kiss it. That'll be better.
Oh, all right.
Maybe that's part of it right there. Maybe that takes care of it. I don't know. In the
The idea is to have a conversation with your child about the consequences of interacting with things that are symbolic of certain kind of energies, and to really enlist the child in that conversation in understanding the preference the child may have for the kind of consequences that go along with dealing with certain kinds of energy.
Well,
does that make sense?
Absolutely. I have one child, though, that becomes like almost addicted to getting on the computer. She goes crazy if she gets disconnected from it, and it becomes this
desperate. Then again, you see,
what is that?
First of all, of course, obviously, what you're getting is the consequence of a foundational relationship between you that's been going on for some time. So it may take a while for you to unwind this and retrace the steps of all the different kinds of belief systems your child has been fed from you. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Yes.
All right. But you can both go through this journey and this process together. Again, you brought up the perfect example and the perfect word, and remember that we talked about this a moment ago. The idea of what does disconnection mean? And is she really disconnected? It may appear that she's disconnected in one way, but you could have a conversation that begins to allow her to appreciate the idea that she's connected in so many other ways to so many other things you may not have allowed her to be aware of before now. And you can expand her appreciation of the idea of what connection is all about so that there can be different expressions of it at different times that work harmoniously together instead of just assuming a narrow definition of, if I'm not connected here, I'm not connected to anything. You follow me? That's one possible approach you could have in a conversation, is begin to examine the definitions of what connection and disconnection really means and why, what belief system the child has about what that so-called experience of disconnection actually means. When you find out what the child deep down believes is happening to her in that experience of so-called disconnection, you'll begin to get an understanding of why it means so much. And by getting an understanding of why it means so much, you'll be able to help her redefine herself so she doesn't have to react to it in a negative way. You understand?
Yeah.
Because you can allow her to understand there are different ways to connect to different things at different times, and that she doesn't have to worry she's going to miss out on something, because you are infinite, eternal beings. What's your hurry? What's your rush? You're connected to everything all the time anyway, in a variety of different ways. And that one symbol that your society says represents a particular kind of connection isn't the only way to make those kinds of connections. But it's an opportunity to get in touch with what belief system she may be holding on to about what that experience means for her, so you can really explore together how to change those definitions.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Thank you very, very much.
You are very, very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anyone else like to ask a question?